Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered. With great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What does it take to become a NASCAR legend? Generations of victory.
One of the great masters of the sport.
Motor oil in your veins. Does it take irrational confidence?
Tony Stewart wins.
A little bit of last lap magic.
Photo finish.
What about fandom that runs in the family? A track where every mile becomes a memory. Or maybe it's simply knowing that new legacies are built one lap at a time. NASCAR Legends, presented by Geico at Talladega, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox.
All right, rundown, August 16th. Jeff D. Lowe, Brandon Walker.
I'm dehydrated as
and
fuck,
Nick.
Dude.
Well.
It's the day Elvis died.
It is?
He was probably dehydrated, too, on the toilet when he passed.
He was, yeah. He couldn't, yeah. One of the world's greatest eaters, Elvis.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Maybe not whatever you do.
Got this crew here. Pizza crew. We got pizza the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we
I
did.
I thought that was, yeah.
Right.
It's the fucking pizza crew.
It's the pizza boys.
The
We have hung out one time. We've hung out before, but we've hung out one time specifically to eat just pizza.
We ate pizza. Went to John's and Bleecker Street.
We ate a lot.
I ate the rest of y'all's pizza for the entire week.
You're welcome.
Mine wasn't too spicy for you. I got the spicy pie.
I took the jalapenos off.
You ate mostly Nick's because I housed basically a whole pizza.
Yeah, you took seven pieces down.
Adam Newman, the WeWork guy.
The WeWork guy?
Yeah, he's like not a fraudster, but like kind of is. Like he's not. He's not like
Elizabeth Holmes. All right, he either is or he isn't.
He's just kind of full of shit.
I don't know anything about this whatsoever.
WeWork is mildly fascinating.
The topics didn't click. Didn't click it.
There's a documentary about WeWork. It's still active, but it was valued at $4 billion. Now it's valued at $4 billion, but it was valued at $47 billion. Jared Leto played him in a series on Apple TV Plus that nobody watched.
Yeah.
What was the one Anne Hathaway played in?
That one as well. She played his wife.
Okay.
Is the only thing people watch on Apple TV Ted Lasso?
No, there's other stuff as well.
What
though,
else
now
did
that
you
I'm
what
now
else
that
did you watch
I
on Apple
am.
TV?
Now that I'm
somebody
Severance.
In this room named
Severance
what?
Was on Apple TV.
Severance
one
of the
best shows. Clemmer, relax.
Severance.
Yeah. Ted Lasso does have the stranglehold on Apple TV.
It's the only reason I've ever considered
show?
Getting Apple TV.
They
would watch a morning
the Maury show.
Show
is
the
on
morning
Apple.
Show with Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. The Maury.
I thought you were talking about. Yeah. Good for him.
He has a new company called Flow. It's focused on residential real estate market. He bought 3,000 residential apartment units for Flow. He wants it to be a housing utopia, which sounds like such bullshit.
Okay, so now
utopias
he's a,
never worked.
So now he's a real estate grifter instead of a whatever
yeah,
grifter.
It really doesn't sound much different for remote workers. Then he's just kind of redoing WeWork in
you're
a really different
way. You're really just doing his pitch for him right now.
Yeah.
It's just like you're sitting up here and telling me how easy it's going to be to just buy 3,000 residential
he's
apartments.
He's a little bizarre.
Why didn't anybody else think of building a utopia?
It reminds me of, you watch Arrested Development?
Yeah.
Job.
Valley.
Fuck City.
Oh, this is the least trustworthy looking man.
He really is.
Yeah, right.
He really
this guy was born to do this.
He really is, yeah. He's fascinating. He basically built a cult with WeWork.
That's like the composite of dudes that work at pawn shops.
They would, like, in the middle of the day, they would blare music and they'd chant, WeWork, we, and they would do that and they'd go on retreats.
He looks like Keanu Reeves if he saw the Holy Grail.
Can you explain WeWork to the viewer?
You're really just like renting, you're essentially renting out desk space to companies that need desk space in like certain parts of the city.
That's it.
Wow. Yeah, like, I mean, it's probably more complex than that, but like, in the documentary is okay, but there's a funny part where they're. I think it's like one of their lawyers is saying, it's after a scene where they chant WeWork. He's like, we're just selling fucking desks. Like, It's not that.
Yeah,
it's not
valued at 47.
It's not this crazy company.
Well, now it's down to $4 billion, which is barely any billions.
Yeah. If your company isn't truly changing the world, and when they thought he was changing the world in a way that's like crazy revolutionary, and you're chanting, I assume that there's something wrong with your company.
Wrong.
WeWork.
Walmart chants at shift changes.
But I would say Walmart did change a lot.
They did what?
Walmart has significantly impacted this country.
When do they chant at Walmart?
Shift changes.
Do they?
Yes.
What do they chant?
I don't know.
In the morning, they definitely chant.
I don't think they chant. I've never been around Walmart a lot.
They chant. They get in a circle and
they chant. I bought all my clothes at Walmart. I've never seen them chant.
They chant in the tech section.
Yeah. First of all,
they don't chant in the tech section. That's where all the fuck.
Wait till you see this.
It's where Mama's Family DVDs are. I've been in the tech section,
too. You got to get ad blocker. I tell everyone they got to get ad.
Well, this is just,
there's Chester Cheetah. This is a special event.
That's Marlins, man.
This is.
he's got a ticket.
Chester Cheetah's there. That's obviously
unbelievable.
A special event.
Oh my God. Yeah, this is different.
And that's not employees. That's like 400 people.
There was a drum line.
Chester Cheetah not get a
No. They
have a morning. The richest guy there.
They have a morning cheer. Wait, you.
That's how.
I don't think Walmart has a morning cheer.
We got to find another video.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doug's. You have a Walmart expertise.
Yeah, I worked at Sam's Club for two or three years.
What's the chant?
Yeah, we would meet in the cafe in the morning. They would go over the numbers like, hey, Deli, you did this. Wireless, you did this. And then they would have a Sam's Club chant.
The Sam's Club chant.
But I'm not surprised you don't know this because you haven't worked in Walmart, so you would not have been in there for the chant.
Yeah,
it's a morning chant.
Well, Walmart's open all the time. Like, you're in there at all hours. Like, when do they get together and do this?
Shift changes, Brandon.
This feels like Bigfoot. This feels like something that is like a myth.
Yeah, like the first.
Walmart
when was the last time you were in a Walmart at 2 a.m.?
More recently than I wanted.
Most recent being the Panama City Beach. That's the place you've been to.
I'd never be in Panama City Beach Walmart. That's a bad idea.
Did you know KB used to work at a Cold Stone Creamery? He knows every single song.
He knows all the jingles and songs. Would you make them do the song? I don't want them to do it.
Please do not sing when I put the money in.
No, I had a friend that worked there, and I wouldn't get ice cream. I'd just go tip. Have them sing to me. Have them belt it out.
Anyway, Flo. I don't think that's a great name, but that's
not a great name for housing. It's a good name for a progressive spokeswoman.
Yes.
But that's the extent there.
TikTok has all of our info, folks. Retinas, facial scans, voice recognition, all our data. Evidence that TikTok could be recording us. We're not even using it. I'm not surprised by this.
I just feel like that's fine. Whatever.
What's
China going to do with my eyes?
We've known this. That's the thing where people say that about like Facebook is like, well, they're watching us. Like at this point, they've seen everything.
Stupid. Just fucking do it.
It's
how long have you been on Facebook, Nick?
How long have I been on Facebook since 2008?
People tell you like change.
I could have changed
this. Change
this. I thought that was just bad.
Change this. Change that. At this point, we're so far gone giving all our info. I don't care anymore. Whatever.
It's. I mean, yeah. What do they want?
You were on MySpace, too.
I was huge on MySpace.
Were you a big MySpace guy?
Huge on MySpace.
That was my favorite.
My first, you wouldn't know it.
Mine was I'm No Superman from Scrubs, the TV show theme from Scrubs.
Yeah. My final two songs, one was Centerfold by Jay Giles Band.
Nice.
Right.
The last one was definitely Remember the Name by Fort Minor.
I had copied the code for the game Kitten Cannon, and so you could play Kitten Cannon on my MySpace page.
That's a sick page.
That is incredible.
You were in a lot.
That's a lot of effort.
You were in a lot of top eights, I bet.
I was not in a lot of top eights, and I was such a I had the cringiest top eight. Jack Skellington was my number one friend on my top eight.
The top eight is something they should bring back.
Top eight should,
social media.
We should wear that around in public. Yes. Our top eight, like on our shirts.
For the longest time, my Twitter header was my top eight friends.
Yeah.
And I would like X people out if they wronged me or things like that, or I would replace them. But it got too heated.
That was MySpace. Still my favorite. To this day.
Yeah, it was great.
It was the most fun one.
I think it was my entry point to all that shit.
Yeah. I actually don't... I wouldn't have assumed you had one, but it does make sense you had one.
Well, I'm not...
You were more in the...
I'm not 90.
I know, you were, but you were probably more in the middle of that than we were. We were on the young
side. No, I was about... I was... I don't know when MySpace was. 2007?
Maybe even a little bit before that.
I was in Louisiana, it was definitely 2006, 7.
By the time I got out of high school, I graduated 2009, it was basically phased out.
It sucked. And their new logo was bad, and yeah, I miss it.
Also had a Zanga, too.
Yeah, well, I don't remember Zanga. Is that where you had the little anime avatar?
It's a little more bloggy-like.
Okay.
Could you copy what MySpace did, do it now, and have it be successful?
Zanga with an X? No. Maybe. No, didn't
throwback,
they try to do
throwback
that?
Throwback MySpace.
Didn't they try to do that, though?
I don't know. I don't know what they try to do. I just be doing my stuff.
I do miss AOL Instant Messenger, though.
Yeah.
Oh, those are shoes. Zegna's footwear. She's just shopping.
What was your AIM name? Uh-uh. Was it bad? Wait, what could it possibly be?
It wasn't good.
Like problematic?
No, it wasn't problematic.
What is this? Well, you're playing coy.
It was just goofy.
What is it?
No, it's fine. Let's move on.
I mean, I became Sarmati 628.
You had a great one.
Sarmati 628. Siegfried and Roy, Master of the Impossibles, and then my birthday. I was a big Siegfried guy. Roy, I could take it or leave it.
My last one was the Pronk 48, the Travis Hafner, the DH. Yeah. Before that, it was a real simple Browns boy 315.
A little bad.
Yeah.
Revolutionary. What was yours?
Mine. I thought I was going to be a basketball player when I made mine in like 1996. Mine was NBA one day. I thought I was going to be a professional basketball player. And then as I moved on to other platforms, it was taken, so I would have to be NBA one day 13 or BW.
It loses its magic a little
right,
bit.
And,
yeah.
And I just kept adding stuff, and then eventually I just said, I was like 24. I was like, I don't know that this works anymore.
Yeah, you can't be NBA one day.
I don't think I was gonna make it, so I had to change it.
Oh, my God. TikTok. Yeah, they got all our shit.
Whatever.
Snoop Loops. Fan topic?
I shouted out the fans.
Did
a fan topic. It was
Jackson.
News.
Wait. For yep. Sure. You took one from at Jackson 757-93009.
It was a great topic.
For sure, a real
person. That dude just put Snoop his spoon number. Yeah, fuck it.
Snoop Dogg gets into the breakfast cereal game. He's in a new movie too. He's in a new movie.
He's
called
in everything Chef. All the time.
A breakfast cereal game.
They look like Fruit Loops.
I thought it was like a game, like video game. That
so
was,
they're Fruit Loops. Ooh.
They're exactly Fruit Loops.
Yeah, they're Fruit Loops.
They're Fruit Loops.
With more marshmallow. Well, Fruit Loops has no marshmallow.
But like that, wait, dog? Obviously.
Snoop Dogg.
But why wouldn't it? But why wouldn't it be just him?
Why wouldn't it be him?
Yeah,
because there's no branding of himself on there.
It just says Snoop.
Yeah, are we sure that's his?
Yes.
His name is Calvin Broadus.
Does his Twitter account promote his own cereal brand and dupe you into thinking it was Snoop Dogg?
Does he own his own food company?
Broadest Foods. Yeah. Click that. What else does he have?
Mama Snoop's breakfast. I got to get some Mama Snoop's syrup.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gets into the breakfast game with Broadest Foods.
Mama Snoop.
Are they public yet?
Fruit Loops are great. Have you ever had Fruit Loops with marshmallows?
No. Oh,
great.
I mean, I could see where adding marshmallows to Fruit Loops would be great.
I think...
Honey Smacks don't get enough love.
Honey Smacks fucking suck.
Love them. Apple Jacks don't get enough love.
Apple Jacks rock.
What about Honeycombs?
My favorite.
I love them.
And I like the Tasmanian Devil / Donnie Cornberry-esque character.
Okay, you're just making things up.
What? He's the mascot.
Who, for Honeycombs?
Yes.
I thought it was a bee or something.
No,
it's crazy. His name is Crazy Craving, right?
Yeah, it's Crazy Craving.
Yeah.
This guy.
Are we just planting the seeds for a future dozen episode?
Yeah.
I would imagine Crazy Craving has been an ant. No,
that's like lice. Like a blown-up
version
of...
Look at him.
He doesn't make me want to eat cereal.
Honeycomb are great. Around the office, we have this oversized puff honeycomb snack.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Well, we are. This office?
Yes.
Okay.
I do want to try Mama Snoop's grits, though.
Yeah, and her maple syrup. It's kind of a smart move. Remember when they got rid of Mrs. Butterworth and Aunt Jemima?
Yeah, they got rid of Aunt
Jemima. Slide into that spot.
I agree, though. I feel like Snoop Dogg probably knows a little more about marketing than us. He should be on the box of cereal.
I feel, yeah, almost certain.
Yeah. Congrats to Snoop Dogg in the cereal game. Dakoldis Crawford, Nebraska's wide receiver, is a spokesman for an HVAC company in Lincoln, Nebraska.
This is a terrific video. I don't know if you've seen it.
And then the rumor is that his middle name's Tevadu.
It's not. I've looked
Why
at this a lot.
Why is it so unbelievable if his first name is
I understand
DeColdest,
that.
And then you're not going to believe.
But you.
But it's not out
you're
of.
You're hoping for something to be true that isn't actually true.
But it's not
it
out
awesome
of the question.
If his name was DeColdest. Why don't you just be happy that you got DeColdest? Why don't you have to add to ever do it?
Because
you're never fucking happy.
You're acting as if it's out of the question. Like, oh, that would be too crazy if it's his middle name is.
I'm just saying what we have is incredible. We don't have to add to it with a myth.
I want to find out his middle name.
It's not. It's like John.
That rocks.
DeColdest John Crawford. Why would you look up his bio?
Yeah, that's a fun ruiner type thing.
Yeah, why? Well, you're being a fun ruiner.
All we had to say was that's his middle name, moved on.
But we would be lying to the people. I don't lie to the people.
Probably. This is also why NIL deals are great. This, yeah. like this.
It is one.
Oh, you said John.
The same thing.
DeColdest.
DeColdest Juan Crawford.
Many initially believed. One guy tweeted about it. Everyone believed it.
But again, it says, many believe Crawford's full name was DeColdest. Ever do it, Crawford, which launched him into a viral sensation. DeColdest is enough.
Yeah, but now I kind of wish that was his middle
name. I wish to ever do it.
It's a good commercial. And good on him for, I didn't know he was in Nebraska until like 3 days ago. He transferred from LSU.
Can we look up and see if he has any siblings? Because I need to know if they gave up or.
What would the other ones be?
I don't know.
Let's see, siblings.
No, I don't think we have anything.
No.
Well, you could go to his actual Nebraska bio. That'll tell you.
Yeah, if you go to his, probably.
Really?
DeColdest Crawford. Yeah, that'll tell you his whole family. Nebraska. And then.
Maybe his brother is to ever do it.
I'll click on.
Yeah.
It should be just Nebraska.com. Or Nebraska. Huskers. There it is. Huskers.com. That's what I meant to say. Oh, wow. I only
short bio.
Just says he's the son of Dina Crawford.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. Good luck to him.
Good luck to him. Oh, yeah, I want to see his commercial.
Yeah, he's making money. You haven't seen it? It's terrific.
I have, but for the sake of this.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. very cool. This is, again, why NIL deals are off.
Do you forget we're filming this? Yeah. I swear to God.
People are going to watch it.
No, I just thought we were vibing.
Draymond Green had a blunt rolling station at his wedding. Mm.
I think I would be shocked if he didn't.
Obviously the only league that this could ever happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, they don't get in trouble at all anymore for weed? There's no stopping the NBA at all?
Not that I'm aware of. If there is, I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, that's a nice party favor, but while he was doing this, did you see Klay Thompson get hypnotized?
No, I didn't.
Somebody hypnotized Klay Thompson?
At the wedding?
No. No, he was elsewhere.
He didn't go to the
wedding? He wasn't at the wedding?
I don't know if he was at the wedding.
Actually, now that I think about it, the pictures, there's a picture of Steph, Draymond, and LeBron, and there was no Klay.
Yeah, Klay was too busy getting hypnotized.
Well, maybe he actually missed it because he was just sitting on a stage somewhere clucking like a chicken.
Yeah.
Is that the first thing that you would do? Is that the first?
I think
like,
that's just
it was close.
That tells me hypnotized.
The hypnotist pretended he was a marionette.
I've told you this. I went back in high school into a big event, and there were two performances. One was Judson Lapley, the guy who did Evolution of Dance on YouTube.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
and then a hypnotist.
Of course, that guy's name was Judson.
Judson Lapley.
His middle name was to ever do it.
I don't got much. Man, this whatever. Wedding looked fun. Of course it did. It's
a blunt rolling
millionaire NBA.
And this office is kind of a blunt rolling station at times.
I do chuckle at some of the replies. There are people like, oh, LeBron and Draymond friends. I'm like, this will shock you. These athletes are friends when the game is over.
Right. Yeah.
They're actually human beings, it turns out.
I hate to tell you that. After show, Rough and Rowdy this week.
Yep.
Doug's was on. He is fighting. So is Alex Bennett. Many other fights. Two of many fights.
Yep.
That's right.
On Friday night from?
Huntington, West Virginia.
What you say is the worst place on earth.
I don't like Huntington, West Virginia.
Not a fan of it.
It's not like a destination.
Make sure to check out Anus and The News, which is fantastic.
Thanks, debut. John. Yeah, appreciate
fantastic
that.
Cameo from Brandon. The Dozen's coming back in October 4th. I don't know if I could have really said that just now. Mm-hmm. But lastly, I want to give you a quick chance. What?
What were you going to say?
The contract's not signed in the venue, but you two will be there at the first Dozen match. That is correct.
Yep.
Yesterday, the Viva La Stool account posted a video of Ben Mintz.
We're bringing this up.
I'm giving you a chance to have a public rebuttal, and it won't get cut out of the show.
I don't need a public rebuttal. I'm just very, very angry.
But you replied on Twitter. You were not happy.
Right.
Because it was made to look like Ben Mintz owned you. I will note, I watched the video, and I don't think he owned you at all. So I think you've got to
I destroyed him. Also,
but,
I'm
giving you a chance to talk about the part where you destroyed him.
I take more shit than anybody here. If I do something stupid out here, Viva can make me look stupid and make me, you know, I it all rolls this way. I can take it. You know, I can be the punching bag. Last night, Viva, whoever this fucking dipshit is that's running it now,
he's a lilac farmer.
He's an asshole. He takes it. He edits the clip. He edits all my answers out to make it look like Ben Mintz got the best of me. Ben Mintz can't keep up with me in any form of athletic or talking or anything. And he edits the clip to make it look like he got the best of me and puts it out and says, oh, the king of the South. Like, don't edit shit. Why are you editing
shit? What was said beforehand?
Legitimately, to who?
Well, like the full clip.
I mean, Ole Miss just owns Mississippi State and everything now. I mean, we neutered them with the baseball title, have destroyed them in the last couple of Egg Bowls, and our program has become much more of a real brand.
Do they win the Egg Bowl?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
First of all, you got lucky as fuck to win it last year. You know that. You know, you guys weren't
lucky.
Very good. You weren't very. Oh, are your titties gonna bounce now? What are we doing? No, you got lucky as hell.
The week before the Egg Bowl, all those dumbass fans tell me Will Rogers is better than Matt Corral.
Will Rogers is better than Matt Corral.
Yeah,
plus he's not a fucking felon. He's not a fucking felon.
Oh yeah, but he couldn't throw a pass 10 yards down the field when it's windy and he can't move. And Will Rogers got exposed so bad in that Egg Bowl when the weather was bad. He can't throw a pass 10 yards down the field and he can't move.
What got edited out?
It was like Ben Mintz was like, hey, he asked me something or says that we own you, and then Ole Miss owns you, and I said what I said in response, go listen to Unnecessary Roughness, and it just got completely edited out and completely, and you know.
That sets a dangerous precedent.
Editing to make, like, are we on the same team here or not? Are we on the same team? We're just trying to make, the Barstool Make-A-Wish program continues to build up Ben Mintz, and I don't know, we have to edit shit to make him look good.
Does
now?
This swing into your direction
you know
with the Egg Bowl?
Like, those stories never, ever have happy endings. You know how Make-A-Wishes end, right?
I think it's swinging back in your way of the Egg Bowl. I think you just accept this, and it swings back in the way of the Egg Bowl.
I hope so. Well, we play there this year. So
I had to give you a chance. You buried it under the comments on Twitter. And
yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Listen to Unnecessary Roughness.
Listen to Unnecessary Roughness. Listen to everything here. All at once in one day.
I wouldn't. Nah, there's some you can skip.
No, I've met some Barstool completionists.
I heard Clemmer's got a project coming up that you can skip.
Oh, yeah?
Clemmer does have a project coming up. Don't skip it.
All right,
you had the same reaction for both
right,
things.
You did
this for skip it and this for don't skip it.
This is an honest question. And I'm not doing that. I'm not asking to be an asshole. How many blue button-down shirts do you own? Because I feel like I see you in one every day.
That's not true. No, I don't think so.
Oh, hit him.
I own the same of, like, multiple shirts because I'm right there with you.
Yeah, probably my favorite, like, colored shirt. But how many collared shirts do I own that have any blue on them or in them? I'd probably say half a dozen. But this is the only one that's, like, all blue, I think.
Why didn't you take the coat hanger out of that one before you put it on?
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you.
Your dozen team shirt is going to be that shirt, a polo long sleeve blue.
That's great. Oh, good.
I love it.
It sounds like a fantastic uniform.
Now, Clemmer has a project coming up.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Just relax. Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. You think Brandon would be happier about it, but I guess not.
I am happy about it.
Don't announce it because everybody's already clicked out of this video.
Right.
That's it. Thanks for watching The Run.
Not your fault. Not to your fault.